Well, let's have a look at Tasmania now. And as we go to air this morning, the political deadlock in Tasmania is no closer to being broken. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe visited Government House last night to ask the Governor, Barbara Baker, for an early election. But the Governor says that she will take her time to consider all options. The request came after a successful no-confidence motion in the Premier was called by Labor last week, which was also supported by the Greens. Dr. Kevin Bonham is a Hobart-based political analyst and commentator and joins me now. Kevin, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, sorry.
Were you surprised by the events of last night? Were you expecting the state governor to grant an early election rather than consider options?
I wasn't expecting the governor to grant the early election immediately. The Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, has lost the confidence of the House. So before accepting his advice, the governor should be checking for any other alternatives, including the possible appointment of a replacement premier, and that involves consulting with people other than Rockliffe. So I wasn't expecting a decision to be made immediately. Maybe it would have been possible for a decision to be made yesterday had not Jeremy Rockliffe's visit to the governor been delayed.
It was late. He was knocking on the door later than expected. How long are we expected to wait now as the governor has those consultations and considers these options?
All she has said so far is that she will meet with Rockliffe again in the coming days, but I would expect that over the next few days that she will be having those consultations and weighing up options. The passing of interim supply yesterday has removed the urgency of calling the election. If there is to be an election, calling it any time in the next few days would not affect the timeline.
How realistic do you think it is, Kevin, that the governor will go with an option other than having to call an early election?
It's difficult to see a stable option based on the statements that have been made by the various players so far. It could always be that someone changes their position and someone tells her something different to what they've been saying in public so far. For instance, the Premier might decide to resign. It doesn't seem very likely at the moment. The opposition leader might decide that he's willing to govern. That doesn't seem very likely either. But we have to see what happens when people actually talk to the governor, because what they say to the governor matters more than what they've said in public.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? So where does this leave the parliament? It's like some almighty Geoffrey Robertson kind of hypothetical here, because the parliament debated key legislation ahead of the visit to the governor. As well, we've had the announcement by the speaker and longtime Labor MP Michelle O'Byrne that she will retire. Where does that leave the parliament and what it's doing at the moment?
So Michelle O'Byrne has said that she will retire at the next election, whenever the next election is held. So it is possible, in theory, that the parliament could resume and she could continue as speaker, pending that whenever that election might be. The parliament is currently suspended until it resumes again, and it won't resume until the governor has resolved this situation or there's been an election.
What does all this mean for the people of Tasmania? There's been a lot of focus, of course, on getting a Tasmanian team into the AFL competition and the required construction of a stadium with a roof in Hobart under the current contract with the AFL for that to go ahead. But there are many other pressing budgetary issues, and there have been other perceived failings of this government as well. Where does all this leave the people of Tasmania, Kevin?
Yes, well, the budget is one of the things that has brought us here. Mainly the budget sort of outlook of future debt was one of the triggers that Labor cited in pulling the pin with this motion. So that's it could be that if we get an election and we get a new government, then there will presumably be a new budget sooner or later. But there are a number of things that are up in the air. There's legislation that was sort of on its way through the parliament about various things, an example being the right to have pets in rental properties. All these things go back and have to be moved again if the parliament is dissolved.
All of this kind of stretching the textbooks on how the whole system works. We'll keep watch on what happens in the next few days and beyond. Kevin Bonham, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Very welcome.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.